We're doing the laws of Shabbos. We skipped forward to the task of baking. We're on page Mem Aleph, Siman Tetzain, Melechet Ofer, which will encompass baking and cooking. Achal Lishat Aisel Fimotah. So after we kneaded the dough, we went through the tasks we have not yet. We skipped, but the tasks of planting and plowing and harvesting and collecting and then threshing and clearing the seeds, borer. And then finally, I'm going to grind the seeds, tochein, and again, I'm going to sift the flour. And then I'm going to put water into the flour that's lush, the prohibition of kneading. And now I'm going to bake my bread. So if someone bakes bread on Shabbos, that's a biblical prohibition. Being that we generally speak about the making of bread, that's an easy way of describing the prohibited tasks. The first prohibited tasks, we go from planting all the way through making bread. So we speak about baking. But technically, the task is cooking, not baking. Aval be'emet bishul, the same prohibition would be for cooking, tzliya, roasting, tigun, frying. They're all encompassed in this task. They're all equally prohibited. It doesn't matter how I'm going to do it. So long as I'm using the heat of a fire, it doesn't matter if I'm baking, cooking, roasting, frying. Now, what happens if I'm not going to fry on a fire? What I'm going to do is I'm going to take my frying pan and put it on the fire. So there's no prohibition in putting a frying pan on fire. I'm going to take my frying pan and put it on the plata. Okay? So now I have a hot frying pan from the plata. I leave it on the plata for an hour. Oh, it's boiling hot. Now I'm going to crack an egg onto it. Take it off the plata, crack an egg onto it. So now I am frying my egg on a pan that has no real source of heat. It was heated by the fire of the plata, of the hot plate. But the pan itself has no source of heat, right? So that's called toladoto ur, something that was heated by fire. That's a biblical prohibition. Meaning the same would be if, let's say, I have a pot, you guys probably saw in my house, I have this big pot of water that I put on the plata, on the hot plate. So I boil the water before Shabbos, I put it on the hot plate. What would be if on Shabbos I take it off the hot plate? And now I'm going to dump in a few eggs. After 5-7 minutes, I have a soft-boiled egg. So I didn't cook it on the plata, right? But that water that was heated by the fire, there's a biblical prohibition to cook in that water. So we say it is biblically prohibited not only to cook in fire, but also in anything that was heated by the fire. Okay? En chilukim benim mevashlim al ha'esh mamash, or bedavar shenitchamem min ha'esh, it doesn't matter if you cooked on fire or something heated by fire. V'haynu ma shekurim b'shem toladat ha'esh, that's what we call something that's a derivative of the fire. Shelolam nikra bishul, that is all goes under the heading of bishul, of cooking. V'chayvim alav b'shabbat, it is biblically prohibited on Shabbos. So far, so good. Okay. Toldata hi hamchamim tamatechet. Okay, so what's a tolada? What's an outgrowth of this prohibition? If you're going to heat up metal, where do we do that? Turning on a filament light bulb. So I'm heating up the filament, that slither of metal, to the point where it's red hot. That's a derivative. That's a tolada of the biblical prohibition. It's also biblically prohibited on Shabbos. Matich shava, melting wax. If you would take a piece of wood, let's say you want to use it for Matzei Shabbos, for your bonfire, you're going to make a bonfire, it's Lag B'Omer Matzei Shabbos. So you take a piece of wood and you put it on the plata. You want to dry out this wood. So you'll say, what's the big deal? It's wood, it's not edible. That's still biblically prohibited. Drying out the wood in a fire or in an oven, etc. Any one of these actions is also biblically prohibited on Shabbos. Klalo shel davar. What's our rule? Ben srifat, ben sheripa davar kashe beish. It could be you soften something hard in the fire. O hikshah davar rach, or you harden something soft in the fire. Right? You took your kid's Play-Doh, or your kid made some pottery, he made an earthenware pot, now you got to bake it in the oven. Okay, that's all an extension of cooking. We're going to see an addition to this, and that's called megis. You have a chulent that you put up Friday afternoon, 2 hours before Shabbos. You come home from shul, and the chulent is starting to smell. So you go over to the chulent, you take off the lid, and you take in a little spoon, and you take out some chulent, and you taste it, and the beans are still a little bit raw. They're not cooked. Part of it's cooked, it's smelling good. The part that's lower down is cooked. The part that's right near the hot plate. But the part that's on top is not fully cooked. You're tasting the beans, they're not cooked. So what do? You do what any good cook would do, except for a Torah observant one, right? You mix it. But by you mixing it, what are you doing? You're taking the fully cooked beans on bottom that were giving that fantastic smell. You're putting them to the top. You're taking the beans that are not cooked. You're putting them deeper in the pot. By mixing it, you're actually facilitating cooking. You'll say, but it would have cooked anyways, in all honesty. If you wouldn't have touched it by tomorrow morning, it would have cooked. Right. But by you mixing it, you're causing it to cook better now, right? That's the prohibition of megis, mixing something that's on the fire. We're going to see it's prohibited biblically, even if you're not actively facilitating the cooking. You're not allowed to mix something that's on the fire. And we're going to see that this applies not only to mixing, but even to other acts. This extends to other acts that will benefit the cooking. How so? You took the lid off the chulent. If now you discover the chulent isn't cooked, by putting the lid back on, you're causing it to cook. The whole reason that we can put lids back on to things that are on the fire is because they're cooked. They're fully cooked. I couldn't put it back on if it wasn't fully cooked. So this is a question I received. I got a phone call about a month ago. This is before the war. A soldier was in a fill box. That's one of those units where the soldiers serve up on top, and they're like an outlook. They look up there, they have to keep an eye on a large territory to make sure no terrorists are coming. So the way it works is there are shifts. You work for 4 hours, you work for 2 hours, you sleep for 4 hours, you work for 2 hours, you sleep for 4 hours. So the guy calls with the following question. They came to the fill box, they're a group of 6 soldiers. And they're going to take turns on guard duty in pairs. They put the chulent up an hour before Shabbos. Now, in the fill box, being that small number of soldiers are there, you don't really get ready-made food. They have to make their own food up there. So now these soldiers are up there. They put up the chulent on the hot plate. They covered the hot plate. It's a good kosher hot plate for Shabbos. The question is, he's going to end guard duty 3 hours into Shabbos. He comes off guard duty, he wants to eat. The next guy is going to come off guard duty in another 2 hours. Every 2 hours, there's another pair of soldiers coming off guard duty. They want to know how to deal with this pot on the fire. How can they each take from the chulent before they go to sleep for the night? So the first major issue they have is the question, is the chulent fully cooked? Because if the chulent is not fully cooked, then they're never going to be able to put the lid back on until it's fully cooked. And it might not get fully cooked if they don't put the lid back on. So our discussion of Shabbos, of taking things off the hot plate, putting them back on the hot plate, taking the lid off, taking the lid on, that's all provided that the thing has reached a point where it's cooked, where the average person would eat it. That's considered edible. Before that, there's nothing to talk about. Because by doing any of these actions, putting it back on the fire is cooking. Putting the lid back on is cooking. Our whole discussion on Shabbos is from that point onward. From the point that it's cooked to the point that the average person would consider it cooked. Very often you say, I don't mind eating it raw. That's not cooked. Once it's regularly cooked. Before that, we have the biblical issue of cooking, and nothing will help me there. So that's the first thing we learned today. The biblical prohibition of cooking involves any use of fire. It can even involve cooking things that are not edible, like a filament by turning on the light bulb, or pottery, or a piece of wood that's going to dry out on the fire. And we also learned the prohibition of megis, which is doing acts that are supportive to the cooking process. Yes?
When you talk about, you're specifically talking about cooking, because I remember when the Gemara talks about the 39 Melachot, it talks about, you know, heat that makes something hard or heat that makes something soft, which then later makes something hard. But the filament, it doesn't really change anything about it. It's in a vacuum.
Right.
But that still is cooking because you're adding heat to a...
For now, we'll say yes, but we'll get back to that. Whether that's really cooking, we'll see.
Okay.
We'll get back to that.